This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2010. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 29th, Albania, Algeria, Bhutan, Bolivia, Bulgaria, Cambodia, Canada, Cuba, East Turkestan, Eritrea, France, Iran, Japan, Korea South, Mongolia, Peru, Sarawak, Sweden, USA, Vietnam, unidentified in the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, I'm glad to report that the Radio Tirana Albania relays via WRMI were finally restored on Friday, November 22nd. They arrive at Okeechobee via an indirect routing, which we finally got to work from one place to another. That is 2030 UT on 15770, aimed northeast, and repeat at 0230 UT on 9395, aimed north-northwest. The original broadcasts are Monday through Saturday only, and then repeated the next UT day, except the 0230 broadcast is preempted by something else on UT Thursdays. So this was in time for us to get some news direct from the country about the big earthquake of November 26th, although reception of the 2030 broadcast is quite variable. The one at 0230 is less variable, at least at this location. Beginning on November 24th, medium wave DXers in eastern North America were hearing a test tone, a 1 kHz tone, transatlantically on 576 kHz. Some of them reporting it quite strong, especially in New England, such as Mark Connolly. But where is it coming from? There was no definite ID. He said the tone was atop the stations in Spain or the Canary Islands on 576, so it rules those out. Richard Allen in Oklahoma was hearing it, and I could also detect it November 28th at midnight 52, a carrier on 576, but another carrier on 575, which is actually the lower side of the 1 kHz tone test. I suggest it may be Béchar, Algeria, which is listed in the WRTH with 400 kilowatts day, 200 kilowatts night, but it's not been reported much or at all. Although some other Algerians are quite common on 531 and 549 kHz, so maybe this one is being reactivated. You may recognize Béchar as the site in Algeria where they are also supposedly building new shortwave transmitters. They've been doing it for many years. They've yet to show up. The medium wave list reference says 576 was reported irregularly active in March of 2016. In the medium wave circle, Jorge Gaston in Spain says the tone was discovered here 3 days ago, that would be November 23rd, by Jordi Brunet, who alerted the Iberia DX group. The first day it was on the whole day, but then it switched to being coming on after 20 UT and off before 08 UT. The beam and strength suggest North African origin, overriding the Spain and Canary transmitters. Before reading that, I had said Europeans, if not North Americans, could easily get a direction finding bearing on 576 or even triangulate it by simply using handheld portables, but that might be too easy. We've not had a report lately from BBS Bhutan's listener in North America lately, Ron Howard, 6035, and here's why. He says he was hearing the other Asian station on the frequency, the FM 99 relay in PBS Yunnan, China, November 24th, opening at 1140. During his recent monitoring after 1100 UT, BBS Bhutan has not been heard at all as of November 25th, so he assumes they're still cutting off very early, maybe at 1030, even if they're on the air at all. Last week, we reported Radio Santa Cruz Bolivia reactivated, measured on 6134.819. However, extreme care is necessary when logging this, as there is also a Brazilian Radio Aparecida
very near the same frequency, as R. Delibert in Maryland points out. He says Aparecida is sometimes on 6135.12, that is on the high side of 6135, but sometimes it's on 6134.83. Santa Cruz, when it's on, Art says, is on 6134.88. And he had a very good signal on November 19th at 0200, which was clearly in Portuguese, and he matched it to the web stream of Radio Aparecida. So that's probably what I was hearing, a carrier with not enough audio to be sure of the language, at 0753, November 21st, just 11 hertz away from his measurement. We have another report of Radio Santa Cruz from Andy Ravens in Michigan in the MARE tip sheet. On November 13th at midnight 19, he measured it on 6134.86 and said it was back on after many months AWOL with a Spanish discussion and ID at midnight 42, but dropped off the air a few minutes later, possibly barely reactivated due to unrest in Bolivia after the ouster of former President Evo Morales. Here's a DX target, at least for Europeans, especially westward or northward from Bulgaria. For many months, Ivo Ivanov has been reporting LZW, Varna radio, in the 80-meter band with an English weather broadcast at 0704 UT on 3740 USP. And then they have Bulgarian at 0707. He's close enough to get a fair signal from Varna, even though it's in the daytime. I wondered why the times are so odd. I guess it's only briefly on the air and apparently never at night, when it might propagate further. But now's the time of year to try for it, as we're approaching the most opportune chance with the latest sunrises. As of November 27th, Varna sunrise was 0515, and it should reach its latest round epiphany, or ortho xmas, 0540. He posted a recording of it, and it was a woman giving weather info in English, such as pressure, visibility, seas, and temperature. I'm not sure whether it's only for marine or only for aeronautical or both. Via Steve Witt on the medium wave circle, a story from a Cambodian news site called VOD News. Never explained what that stands for, but it's VODKHMER.NEWS. It is headlined, U.S.-funded broadcasters VOA and Radio Free Asia have been given a tentative green light to return to Cambodian airwaves. Some local radio stations welcome this, but with trepidation. VOA and RFA were among news outlets cut off from FM broadcasting in Cambodia in 2017, as dozens of local stations were shuttered. RFA shuttered its local office. Two of its journalists were arrested for espionage. The government accused VOA and RFA of being part of a U.S. attempt to foment color revolution, whatever that means, in the country. Following a meeting between U.S. Ambassador W. Patrick Murphy and Info Minister on November 15th, the ministry's Agence Campuchea Press announced that VOA was authorized to rent airtime from two local stations, Beehive Radio and the Women's Media Center. A week later, the ministry spokesman said RFA could reopen its Phnom Penh office and broadcast on the radio as long as it stopped calling the government the Phnom Penh regime, or the Hun Sen regime, considering regime to have an authoritarian connotation. As I mentioned last week, the 100-watt CFVP, Calgary, Alberta, on 6030, has not been reported for quite a while and suspected to be off the air, and I asked Harold Sellers nearby in BC to look into it. And he's followed up November 27th with this. Normally I can hear it during daylight hours, but I wasn't hearing it either. Medium wave CKMX 1060, Funny 1060, has been audible. I made contact with an engineer at Bell Media who owns the stations, and this is what he said. I've just been informed the site was target of copper theft that disabled CFVP. Transmitter underwent some repairs, and some work is in progress on the site to restore the missing grounding. It should be back in service within the next few days of November 27th. So Harold says, let's keep listening for its return. From New South Wales, Tony Magon replies, the best idea is to replace the ground mat with barbed wire. Another missing Canadian for quite some time has been CHU from its nettle frequency 7850. On November 26th at 1554, I was pleased to hear it back on the air and was hoping it was back to stay, but it was not. Those checking in the next few hours, such as Richard Langley in New Brunswick and Mike Bott in Ohio, and Wolfgang Duschel in Germany, all found it absent once again. However, in the meantime, we've had two reports of the second harmonic of 3330 being heard on 6660 USB. Harold Froge in Michigan, November 18th at 2107. He had not heard that in quite a while, he says. And also Chris Smolensky in Westminster, Maryland. He says, even though 7850 is off the air, I have the second harmonic of 3330 coming in nicely on 6660. That was at 1832 UT, November 27th. The same date, Richard Langley reports, the NRC officer said it only worked for a couple of hours yesterday, and so the website status entry was been put back to the time of the original recent outage. He said this on the 27th, I had it working for a little while, but it failed again. The transmitter is just acting its age, I believe, purchased in the late 1960s. There's been several component failures, so different things keep happening, and therefore diagnosing the problem has been difficult. I also don't get to work on it every day, as I have many other priorities. So it looks like CHU needs a brand new transmitter for 7850. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. For example, the Creole language service has been showing up instead of other languages per their schedule. 15370, November 26th, both during the 2030 and 2130 half hours, has been in Creole instead of Portuguese for the first one and Arabic for the second, even though these are presumably aimed toward Portuguese and Arabic-speaking targets. However, Creole did appear at the proper time a few hours later after 01 UT, November 27th on 5040. That lower frequency, of course, would be the one suitable for reaching nearby Haiti, the tropical band. However, this one was subtorted and squealing with spur blobs, 3 to 4 kilohertz on both sides. Later that night, at 03:46, Wolfgang Duschel described the same frequency in Spanish as totally distorted hissing. Dateline East Turkestan, land of Uyghur brainwashing by the Chaicom. Ron Howard reports Xinjiang PBS, tentatively the station he found on 7293.0, November 24th and 25th, after 12:03 UT. There was nothing on the listed frequency, 7295, for Xinjiang PBS, so apparently that's the station 2 kilohertz off. The voice of the broad masses of Eritrea continues to intrude with two of its transmitters inside the exclusive 40-meter ham band, 7140 and 7180. I've heard their carriers just barely audible on those frequencies. Surely that's what they are, both in the morning and the evening. 0340 UT, November 22nd, peak morning propagation time, and at 1531 UT, November 24th, which is prime evening time for that to arrive here by long path. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports on the end of the mini Transat La Boulangère second leg broadcasts. The weather and race placement broadcast from Issoudun, France for the second leg of the race from Canary Islands to Martinique began on 3 November on 17800 and 17825 at 15 UT for nominally 1 hour. Initially, both broadcast the program in parallel on AM, but on 13 November, 17825 switched to DRM. I recall reading that the DRM signal was to be used by monitor vessels and not the racers themselves. It might have been encrypted and including additional programming not on the AM broadcasts. The last broadcast appeared to be on 23 November. It was given just by the French male announcer and lasted only about 6 minutes, including the James Bond and Mission Impossible beginning and ending music themes. I checked on 24 November on my own receiver and on the U20 SDR, and nothing was heard. What about the name La Boulangère? Generically, it means a female baker or the baker's wife, but here it refers to the commercial French bakery called La Boulangère, who probably helped to sponsor the race. All the racers who had not retired had made it to Martinique by 24 November. You are listening to the non-commercial, non-corporate, non-communist, and non-religious media program, World of Radio, number 2010. Intricately involved with our website, worldofradio.com, and our publication, DX Listening Digest. Voluntary financial support, always welcome. By money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. In the wake of Iran blocking internet to its citizens, the special broadcasts have continued, as I mentioned at some length last week, including from Iran International Television, apparently originating in London. Frequencies have been shifting from day to day, and I can't give all the details, but I'll try to hit some of the main points. They've been on 6210, 6220, 6230, and most recently 6270. And also in the 11 megahertz band, 11570 and 11590. Iran has tried to jam these, seemingly with its Arabic programming, but not always successfully, as the target keeps hopping around. Often, instead of programming, there are just tones, presumably coming from the jamming. More recently, on November 28th, Ivo Ivanov found the frequency 11560 with AM modulation until 0700 with Iran International TV. But after 0700, continued to broadcast, but there was no carrier and was not in single sideband either, not sure what type of transmission that was. On November 25th, Ron Howard had observed in California that 6220 had moved up to 6230 until off at 1301. It was mixing with Sound of Hope and possibly Chinese jamming. That frequency, it would also be blocking the Australian weather station, 6230. Transmitter sites also a mystery for Iran International TV. Wolfgang Gushel performed a TDOA direction-finding exercise November 27th between 1330 and 1430 when they were on 6270. And he found the most likely location closer to Tashkent, Uzbekistan, than to Armenia. Kai Ludwig describes the strange modulation. The carrier swings at a very fast rate between 11560.2 and 0.9. Plain envelope demodulation, the result is a kind of background growl or hum, while AM sync fails completely. Meanwhile, Wolfgang Virchow provides a translation of an announcement from Pars Today. I guess it was originally in German. The German program of Pars Today will soon make changes in its strategy. Dear listener friends, according to the new strategy, broadcasts of German shortwave will be aired only until December 21st, the end of the current Iranian month of Azar. In line with new guidelines, the German program will focus on making the internet more visible in the future. We will dedicate ourselves to our website, presentation of our programs as a podcast. And Wolfgang Bushel says it can also be expected that other Pars Today language services will leave shortwave by the end of December, except for Hebrew, Arabic, and Kurdish. I continue to hear Radio Japan in Japanese with an unreasonably strong signal on 9890, around 2230 UT. My latest theory is that if it's really coming from Japan, as everything seems to indicate, perhaps they are erroneously aiming this transmission in the opposite direction toward us instead of toward Southeast Asia, because at the same time there is another transmission on the same band, 9560, which is much, much weaker. It must actually be aimed toward Asia. Unheard reports on Echo of Hope from South to North Korea. They make weekly frequency changes on Mondays, so here's the lineup as of November 25th. 3980, 4880, 5990, 6245, 6348, and 9095. All the frequencies on this occasion not jammed. The daily English lesson started at 11:29, and the language lesson repeats 3 hours later at 14:29. Ron Howard also reports that Mongolian Radio 1 is active, presumably on 4895. He heard a prominent carrier, but no modulation, November 25th at 12:05, with some interference from China, 4900. Hiroyuki Komatsubara confirmed Mongolia via his Now on the Radio DX website, 1148 UT when first heard, with weak modulation. On November 23rd, Manuel Mendez in Spain got another notice from Radio Tarma Peru, saying that we are testing our transmitter with 1,400 watts OCX-4E on 4775 between 10 and 14 UT and again from 20 until 0200 and asking for reports. Mauno Ritola says the carrier started to be visible in Finland by 2030 UT, but it was on 4775.04 and some audio by 2150 in Spanish, so as not to be confused with the Brazilian, which is slightly on the low side of 4775. At 2330, I was barely getting them both, 4774.95, presumably Congonhas, Brazil. But by midnight 16 UT, November 24th, there was a better signal from Radio Tarma on 4775.041. It's by chance it happens that in the current season there are no major broadcasters on 5980 around midnight UT. Just the Cuban jamming, which keeps on going against nothing. We have a chance again to hear Radio Chasqui from Peru. And I've been timing when it turns off the transmitter to see if there is a regular slippage as there used to be. I monitored it on November 26th, 27th, and 28th when I could hear them cut off the transmitter. First it was 27 and a half seconds past 23:55. The next day, 2 seconds earlier, at 25 and a half seconds past, and the day after that at 23 seconds past, so far slipping earlier by 2 or 2.5 seconds from one night to the next. We'll see what happens further on. Here's a new station or service. I guess it's target broadcast, if not clandestine, reported by Ron Howard in California on November 25th. It's Radio Nyawa Sarawak. That's N-Y-A-W-A. He credits this to Hiroyuki Komatsubara in Japan, reported on November 25th, 10 UT, at 11890 with a weak signal. Transmitter site unknown as yet, but pretty clearly not from inside Malaysia. Unheard it with a carrier at 1102, but no audio detected until it went off at 1159. Google says Nyawa means life in Malay, or in Indonesian, life or soul. Ron says it's on their website. It's www.radionyawasarawak.org. It says, among other things, a radio station brings the issues that matter to the rural and marginalized communities of Sarawak. Based in this Borneo state of Malaysia, it is led by community voice, giving people a chance to speak out on problems they face in their changing lives. Alongside this, the show features activists and experts all working together to highlight issues and create solutions for these communities who are often invisible in the media landscape of Malaysia. Our two-hour show broadcasts in Iban and Bahasa Malaysia 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, via shortwave 11890. That's between 10 and 12 UT. Ivo Ivanov says it started on November 18. Manuel Mendez in Spain heard it signing on November 27th at 1000 with a clear signal. Via Idun's mediumwave.info, Sweden. The only LP AM station in Sweden is back on the air. It's called the Asphalt Telegraph. They say we have a license again, now on Europe's best medium wave frequency, 1494 kHz, because there are no other stations on it at all. Overnight, when Radio Moldova is off the air between 2000 and 0355 UT. Power is 300 watts, and they say they hope they can even reach stateside. In the British DX Club, Nick Buxton says he managed to hear it November 25th, 2115, with rock music and full IDs at 2118 and 2200. I'm pleased to report that World of Radio has been restored to a broadcast on the north-northwest antenna of WRMI, 9395. That's UT Monday at 0230. It's the same time the other 6 days of the week when you may hear Radio Tirana Albania relays. We're also on 7780 at that time, as well as an hour earlier at 0130, and at 2130 Sunday, also 7780. One more chance to hear us on Sunday evenings, UT Mondays, and WRMI is at 0430 on 9955. No such WRMI broadcasts on Saturday evenings, but our first airings each week are on Friday evenings. That is at 2300 on 9955, and we hope the jamming keeps abating. And UT Saturday at 0130 on three WRMI channels, 5010 to the south, 5850 to the northwest, and 7780 to the northeast. On WBCQ, November 23rd, Alan Weiner Worldwide said they had now got most of the bugs out of the superstation. It's very complex, involving electronic, hydraulic, and pneumatic systems, all of which have to function properly together. He said that they would be turning it over to full-time use of World's Last Chance Radio on Thanksgiving Day, all on 9330. However, it appeared they had already started the schedule the day before. I was already hearing German before 19, then into Arabic until 22, and then off the air for an hour of maintenance until 23, coming back in Portuguese to Brazil for 2 hours, and after that, English. Alan indicated to Artie Bigley that the only non-WLC programming on 9330 would now be his own worldwide show, UT Saturdays for an hour at 0100. Poking a lot of negative discussion among medium wave listeners and DXers, historian RadioWorld.com, November 22nd via Dennis Gibson, headlined, FCC officially proposes to allow all digital on U.S. AM band. But could it really happen? Russ Edmonds says there's a severe shortage of HD receivers at a price point which would support stations going this way. The recent experiment in Maryland did not assess that, as it appears to have been externally funded. Patrick Martin in Oregon says, my feeling is there is no last chance for AM. It's on its way out as far as listeners go in many markets. FM translators and many people just stream stations with no fading or static. The huge cost of updating to HD is not in the budget for most stations. From a DXer's point of view, with everything HD, the band would be a total wasteland with hash everywhere. Wolfgang Vision reports that at least on November 27th and 28th, the Voice of Vietnam direct from Hanoi, 9730, has been putting out spurs every 8 kHz above and below 9730, in German before 19 UT and then in English, as low as 9682 and as high as 9778. Mike Terry forwards news from RSGB about the outcome of the World Radio Communication Conference, which is now concluded in Egypt. Of concern to amateurs, the biggest news is that they have approved an allocation in the 50 MHz band for hams in Region 1. There's a secondary allocation of 50 to 52 MHz in the ITU allocation table for Region 1. That is mainly Europe and Africa. A total of 44 countries will now have a primary allocation in all or part of the 6-meter band. Here's an idea of mine. I wonder if anyone recognizes it on 7969CW, November 27th at 0751. I was hearing a hand-keyed message repeating after long pauses, but maybe not an identical marker. The ID I copied was DEMRNQ. Probably a tactical call, but it might have been a British ship, although this is not a marine band. Some old reports in the UDXF group implied a Russian military outstation or an Algerian petroleum net. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued November 25th. Geomagnetic field, quiet to unsettled. ANK indices of 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 through December 21st, except for a peak to 12 and 3 on December 18th. Solar flux 69 until rising to 70 as of December 9th. And that's World of Radio 2010. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.